Tonight we're listening to winners of the Young Artist Metropolitan Piano Scholarship. As we mentioned at the beginning of our program, the scholarship was founded by Robert Dumm and funded by the Gordon Keller Music Company, Lee Donay and Gordon Keller co-owners. And we have a few minutes here that we can talk with Lee Donay and Robert Dumm. Mr. Donay, can you tell us why would you, as head of a successful chain of music stores, why would you fund such an ambitious competition? What was your motivation behind all this?
Well, when we had actually two reasons. The first was that it's our feeling that once a performer is 15 years or older, there are many, many competitions available for them. But at the same time, for the 13 years and under age group, there don't seem to be enough that are available for motivating aspects. And as any piano teacher can probably tell you, that we're in a situation that age group of the 10, 11, 12, 13 years, we're competing for so many things, and that's where the motivational aspects really come into play, and we were very happy to be able to get involved in it from that standpoint. The other reason that our philosophical feeling is that in the community, as a music company, one of our primary purposes for being is to make lifetime music makers of people. And if this in any way helps that particular goal, then we're more than happy to fund such competitions.
Thank you, Mr. Donay. Robert Dumm, when you founded this specific competition, what particular need did you strive to fulfill here?
Well, Wynn, it's true that there are many competitions, and I certainly agree with Lee, in that this formed a truly professional kind of escalation or ladder for a very sensitive band of ages. That is, as we say, a group one is 1 to 10 years old, and group 2 is 11 to 12, and 13 and 14, the very, very precipitous teens and preteens, where motivation is very important. Many of us teachers had the experience of finding unusually talented people who were ahead of themselves in literature in some ways, but by no means in terms of what their outreach was. We're having to compete with much older people in the existing competitions, like 16 or 17, and being correctly judged, but unfairly judged, and you might say reproved for their young age, with the kind of comment that would say, you'll play this better when you're 17 years old. That was pretty hard to come home to when they had played it very well. Now they're playing with birds of a feather and being marked professionally by out-of-town judges. In an extremely anonymous way, and they have the satisfaction of having been judged on a sort of world standard, strictly by what they gave, and accepting the judgment of others being a little bit better at their time and the encouragement to go into it next year. Mm-hmm. We're very happy the way it's turned out.
We'd like to congratulate both of you for this very fine competition, and we'd mention also that this next Saturday, that's April 11th, all 9 winners can be heard, along with 4 honorable mention players. That'll be at the Pavilion of the Old Post Office in downtown Washington, Pennsylvania, at 11th Northwest, from 7 to 10 p.m., and each will play a part of his winning program. Incidentally, each contestant had to submit a tape of 20 to 30 minutes memorized solo music in a balanced recital. So we'd like to congratulate everyone and ask everyone, one and all, to hear these artists of the future.